Welcome back to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Today we're talking Lake Coniston Nature Park, and we are joined by Sarah Whitmire and Mary Walter from the park. So if you're just now tuning in, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Let's just keep on talking about Lake Coniston. There is, we could take several shows to talk all about the wonders of Coniston, but hopefully this is enticing some of you guys to get out there if you haven't been, or go back if you are a frequent visitor anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know, before the break, we were talking about our favorite places at the park, and there are so many places. I mean, when you have over 400 acres, there are lots of unique features to it. The boardwalks and the decks and the bird nest. But we did want to tell you about a new structure at the park, and it's down the hill from what we call the Henderson Meadows. And we're calling it the Shortleaf Shelter, and that's because we built it from the shortleaf pine trees that were there on site. And Dave Hargett, he's just amazing. He saw this vision, and we really had a need for a shelter, because when Sarah and Tricia are out with their students in the summer, if it's just really, really hot, there's no place to get away and get into the shade. Or if it's rainy, there's no place to go. Mm-hmm. So we have this wonderful shelter now. And so we really hope people will come out and see it. It's a great structure that a couple of brothers from Pumpkin Town with Table Rock Construction built. It's really super. Great craftsmanship.
Oh, that's great. So if I wanted to come have a picnic out there, the shelter would be a good place for it.
It would be, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
That's and, great. You know, we have a lot of management there at the park when you have 400 acres. And I did want to mention that we have a forest management plan that was developed by the South Carolina Forestry Commission. And we have a wildlife management plan developed by Clemson. And we have an NRCS USDA farm plan. And that involves contractual obligations to perform specific practices each year.
Oh, wow.
Including some of the removal of the invasive species.
Good. It sounds like the park's very responsibly managed in terms of the ecosystem.
And the other thing I did want to mention is that the land at Lake Coniston Nature Park is actually under a conservation easement with Upstate Forever. You know, Upstate Forever is such a fine organization in our upstate, and there are three parts to Upstate Forever, but one of the biggest parts that I'm particularly interested in is their land trust. And so the land at Lake Coniston Nature Park will forever be protected because of this conservation easement. It's a permanent, legally binding document that ensures the long-term preservation of the land. And there are a lot of specific restrictions and some allowances, but the staff at Upstate Forever comes out once a year and monitors the land to make sure that we're living up to our side of the bargain. So it just gives everybody that reassurance that in the long term, because as we say in land conservation world, perpetuity is a long time, and so it'll forever be protected.
That's good, especially as you know, Greenville is just developing so very quickly. Land is a hot commodity here, so it's really, really nice to know that will be protected forever. Mm-hmm. I think the animals, the plants probably appreciate that
right,
too. They might
will.
Not know it, but they do. Yeah, cool. So I wanted to mention too, one program that happens out at Lake Coniston, and we've talked about this on our show before, we just love it, is Frog Watch. That's hosted by the Greenville Zoo. So that's a citizen science program where you can get trained up and you learn the different calls of frogs of the area. And then you go out to Lake Coniston after dark. There's another chance to get out there after dark, and, mm-hmm. and you listen for the frog calls and you report what you find. And that's a really good way to get involved with the park and get involved with the reptile community of Greenville.
Yeah, and the trainings for that are coming up after the first of the year, February or March. So you can keep an eye out on their website for the information on when they do their trainings.
Good. Yeah. We'll link on SaturdaySplash.com to Frog Watch also. So good. So what are some other things that we can do out at the park? I know I've been, there's a lot of geocaching out there. I know that.
There is.
Are you guys geocachers?
I am not a geocacher. I've never done that before. I know where one of them is.
Can you tell me? Because no, I can't say it all. You can't say it on the air. I keep trying to find, there's one I keep trying to find and I can't find it. And I think it's because I'm bad at geocaching. I've come to that conclusion.
Might
I'm not very good at finding them.
At finding things, yeah.
But they're there. They're
yeah,
there.
The birding is a big one for sure. And doing the learning loops. And
we have a lot of scout groups that come out, yeah. And it's a fabulous place for girl and boy scouts to come out. We'll see the young ones, the daisies, and the little cub scouts out there, but on up through the older ages. And there's so many badges that scouts can work on that, that mm-hmm. have to do with nature and being outdoors. So we love to see them out at the park.
Oh, that's yay. Love the scouts. So scouts get out to the park. Everyone get out to the park.
Also, I want to mention about funding, since I'm director of development.
Oh.
And I always have to be thinking about
and
funding.
And shameless.
Well, yes, unfortunately, yes, parks do take maintenance, and maintenance does take funding. This is important to fund. So, yes,
so
tell us.
We have a unique relationship with Greenville County Parks and Recreation, and they are very generous in giving us some funding every year. And we're so grateful for that, but it really takes a lot more, and that's part of the reason that the Conesty Foundation exists, so that we have a 501c3 organization in place to accept donations from the citizens. And so just want to encourage people to think about us if they love Lake Conesty. Think about sending a check. We have a great website and a place where you can go on the website, lakeconestynaturepark.com, and make a donation safely through PayPal. And also, it's also a good place to remember a loved one. A lot of people don't think about it. If someone passes away and they would like to set up a memorial somewhere, it really is a wonderful place because so many people love to come out to the park. And so keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. I'm assuming, is there a donation minimum, or can I give I want? Good,
no,
good. Yeah.
There's no minimum.
Good. Yeah. Take your spare $10 and
exactly.
donate it to the park. Help build a bench or another learning loop, something like that.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. And it's such a good organization to keep going. It just fascinates me, the history of the park. We briefly touched on this earlier, but the park acts at, back during the textile era anyway, it acted as basically a sink, and it would collect all of the textile and industrial waste mm-hmm. from the city and beyond. And even now, it's being south of the city, it does take up a lot of the waste from the rest of the county. Mm-hmm. I always like to tell the story when I teach my classes about when we try to teach about litter and about watersheds, and people see the trash in Lake Conesty and think, wow, who went to Lake Conesty and dumped their trash in the water? Might not realizing that no, actually gravity has brought it through the watershed. It actually came from up north somewhere. But one, I can't remember the school, and if I could, I wouldn't call them out anyway, but a school in the northern part of the county had a festival, and they got little cups that were branded with their name, and they were supposed to get thrown in the trash can, but they didn't all make it into the trash can. So students from that same school several weeks later went down to Lake Conesty for a field trip, and what do they find but a cup with their school
their
logo
on it
from that festival. So
good lesson. That's a good lesson.
It is. Yes. Yes. So Lake Conesty acts a bit as Greenville's rain garden.
Yeah. A historic dumping ground. So thankfully, though, nature is resilient and wonderful and can take care of itself. So a lot of those historical contaminants, the cadmium and whatever that's really toxic, has been capped over by new sediment and dirt that's flowing down the river. But that's really where the dangers lie in our park. We've been designated as a brownfield site, which means that the level of contaminants can be harmful to humans. So the we have rules stated, and nobody ever reads the rules. But you can't fish, and you shouldn't let your dogs in the water, and you shouldn't be in the water because not because we're like mean people, but because we really are trying to protect you as well. If you disturb those sediments, that cleaner cap might go away, and then we're going to be releasing all that really really dirty stuff and. That you don't want on your skin and or no. your dog's fur or no. In or your toddler's mouth,
right.
So it's really important to remember, as beautiful as that place is, that the history behind it, it's we're kind of covering up some bad times there, to be careful.
Well, speaking of covering up, the lake is slowly filling in with sediment. Will we still have a lake in the future? Or will it just be that pit that's constant?
Right. That's a good question. We will have water thanks to our beavers. If the beavers are there, they're going to keep a nice level of water. But yeah, the lake could eventually fill in. When it fills in more, it'll become beautiful wetland. So you replace one cool ecosystem with another, and nature's okay with that.
Yeah, in the long run, nature's got it.
Right.
It's good. And so there was recently a dye spill upstream from Conestoga. So if you went out to Conestoga last year sometime, the Conestoga was bright yellow.
Yes. Bright yellow.
Yes, it was flowing yellow. That used to happen on a regular basis, but that's happening less and less frequently.
Right. In Greenville, they would say you know what color clothes they're making that day based on what color the water is.
Yeah.
So I guess that day we were wearing chartreuse.
Right, exactly.
Awesome. Cool. All right, well... Any last final words? What do you want the people to know about Conestoga other than getting out there? It's so close to downtown Greenville. Come to visit it. It's great. It's a great place.
Yep. Come and visit. Enjoy.
It's free.
Learn.
Leave no trace.
Like we said, every time you go, there's something different. And there's so much to learn in nature and enjoy and appreciate. And you just take the time, slow down a little bit and come and just observe and soak it all in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to see. Great. Well, this has been another edition of the Saturday Splash, hosted by Lynn and Maddie from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, and joined this week by special guests Sarah Whitmire and Mary Walter from Lake Conestoga Nature Park. Find us online at SaturdaySplash.com and tune in every Saturday, 7 a.m. here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.